శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంతు 11 చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 23 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 60 అండ్ 61 తస్మాత్ సర్వాత్మనాత్తాత్ నిగ్రహాణ మనోధియా మయ్యావేషితయా యుక్తః ఏతావాన్ యోగ సంగ్రహ. తస్మాత్ దేర్ఫోర్ సర్వాత్మనా ఇన్ ఆల్ రెస్పెక్ట్స్ తాత మై డియర్ ఉద్ధవ్ నిగ్రహాణ బ్రింగ్ అండర్ కంట్రోల్ మనః ద మైండ్ ధియా with intelligence, mayi in me, avishataya, which is absorbed, yuktaha, linked up, etavan, thus, yoga sangraha, the essence of spiritual practice. Translation. My dear Uddhava, fixing your intelligence on me, you should thus completely control the mind. This is the essence of the science of yoga. There is no purpose, so we go to text number 61. Yaitam bhikshunam gitam brahmanishtam samahitah dharayachravaya shrununvan ద్వందైర్వార్ణి భూయతే. Anyone who listens to or recites to others this song of sannyasi, which presents scientific knowledge of the absolute, and who thus meditates upon it with full attention, will never again be overwhelmed by the dualities of material happiness and distress. The purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Vaishnava sannyasi took shelter of the devotional service of the Lord and thus could overcome the illusory potency of the worshipable object. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, He Himself meditated upon and heard this song and also taught it to others. Having received the Lord's mercy, He enlightened others' conditioned souls with transcendental intelligence so that they could also follow in the footsteps of the devotees of the Lord. Religion actually means to become pure devotee of the Supreme Lord in loving service. Those who are trying to enjoy the material world or merely renounce it to avoid personal inconveniences cannot actually understand love of Godhead, in which the only objective is the satisfaction of the Lord. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to the 11th canto, 23rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Song of the Avanti Brahmana. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జైన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీచితాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణా రఘునాథానుతం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖానుతాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే సప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి శ్రీహరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। तस्मात् सर्वात्मना तात निग्रहाण मनोधिया मय्यावेशितया युक्त एतावान् योगसंग्रह य एतां वीक्षणां गीतां ब्रह्मनिष्ठां समाहितः धारयान् श्रावश्रुणुयन् द्वन्द्वैर् नैर्वाभिभूयते। द ट्रान्स्लेशन्: माय डियर् उद्धव, फिक्सिंग् युर् इंटेलिजेंस् ऑन् मी, यू शुड् दस् कम्प्लीट्ली कंट्रोल द माइंड। This is the essence of the science of yoga. Anyone who listens to or recites to others this song of the sannyasi, which presents scientific knowledge of the absolute, and who thus meditate upon it will, with full attention, will never again be overwhelmed by the dualities of material happiness and distress. Krishna is asserting that one should deliberate with intelligence the fact and control the mind. The illusion can only go if we become thoroughly educated. To receive education, one does not require mind, you require intelligence. Krishna therefore gives the intelligence and the parameters of intelligence. What is to be intelligent? Is na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat ubhayor api tatvant tatpadarshibhi. There are two things in the duality. Duality is composed of opposites. So jivatma, who does not belong to the world of opposite, neither he has anything to do, if he somehow or another comes in contact with the world of opposites, he gets confused. Because the ignorance is there in the world of opposites. It has nothing, no factual reality as such, that it is being created by hallucination of the jivatma himself. Prabhupada calls it like a dreaming stage. The whole material world is like a dream. It will slip away sooner or later. But during that allotted time, either sooner or later, if jivatma is not educated, then he is not going to help himself. Jivatma has to become educated. So there is a word of those who are desirous to be educated. They are called tattvadarshi. Or the seekers of the truth. It means intelligence has a function to discriminate in favor of the tattva. In Kathopanishad and everywhere in this vehicle or the chariot called Bari, intelligence has a place. Says Atmanam Rathinam Sarathi. This body is like a chariot. The senses are driving forces, like horses, for the chariot. But these horses must be controlled. They should not be allowed to go in their own individual directions. Therefore they are tied up, and especially tied up at nose. The sensitive septum between the two nostrils is very effective Why they tie up there only? Even the bell, the oxen, is tied up at the center. Because a slight pull in any direction can make the whole body move in that direction. So, this tying rope are called the mind. But the rope on the other hand or other end should have intelligence. It should be tied up with the intelligence. The end of intelligence should be there. Without that, you know, the rope itself was supposed to be the rudder. Rope is like a rudder. It should guide. But who will be the driver? Who will hold the mind? Intelligence. Because the position of intelligence is superior than the mind. Mind is inferior. If an inferior thing is too much impetuous, too much powerful, it means one is not using his intelligence. They say, we have limit, okay? But excess of everything is dangerous. How to control? Too much eating, atyahara, too much endeavoring, prayasasya, too much talk. Prajalpa, too much remain obstinate in niyamagraha, too much association with worldly minded people. Everything is too much. What will make it out of it? And too much greed. This is an excess. It will not put you to the conclusive aspect of the solution finding. You will never find a solution if it is obvious. Therefore, they are detrimental. One should not talk too much. So one of the good quality of a devotee is mitabhashi. He speaks only required. Mind has to be controlled. But who is the controlling factor? Intelligence. So therefore, function of mind and function of intelligence are different. Mind simply puts up accept and reject. I like this, I don't like this. Because it is the reservoir of all the perception from the senses. And he cannot be dragged by the senses. He must be under control. Kama is prateerlabho jiveta yavata jivasya tattva jigyasa. Kamasya nendri prateerlabho. The desires are not meant for indriya priti labh. Indriya priti labh means sense gratification. The aim of desires are not indriya priti. Jiveta yavata, as long as you live, jivasya tattva jigyasa. Living entity should have an inquiry about his reality. Na ischehi apikarmaibhi. There is no other function than in the performance of our activities. Never create desire to sense gratification. You know, the tattva jigyasa and desire of sense gratification, they go ill together. Right? So, those who are intelligent, they are tattva jigyasu. And those who are unintelligent, they simply look for sense gratification. When Prabhupada came to the West, he saw that people are really blind because they don't have aim, they don't know the absolute truth. They like sense gratification only. And he was coming with torchlight of knowledge that will open their eyes and everything. You know. So, he thought, let's make the best combination. Give them Vedic wisdom and utilize their powerful senses in service of Krishna. So let them take to go about. Let them go and spread. So, this is intelligence. Because tattva jigyasu is based on intellectual platform. One who doesn't have. Now, if somebody is tattva jigyasu, then he must ask question to reveal what is his confusion. And he gets the revelation in the form of answer. So, this should be done on an intellectual platform, not on a mental platform. Many a times, the disciple approaches to Guru with mental confusions rather than intellectual inquiries. So, nāsato vidyate bhāvo. For the real, for the absolute truth, there is no cessation. Na bhavo vidyate asat. And for the false or the temporary thing, it does not endure. These are the only two things one had to keep in mind to become intelligent. Ubhayoropi, the difference between the two, sat and asat, must be recognized. That recognizing or discriminating faculty is called intelligence, and that is superior to the mind. Mind does not discriminate what is right, what is wrong. Intelligence does. So, Ubhayoropi anta tattva darshibhi. Tattva darshi means seekers of truth, or those who have seen the truth in this process, they always discriminate and they take the side of sat because they are real. Why should they take side of asat? So, Krishna recommends that because his knowledge personified himself, if anybody concentrates on him, he will become intelligent. Those who know Krishna, they are the topmost intelligent persons. It is said, even in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Bhagavan vacha maya sakta mana partha yogam yujanmadashaya asamsayam samagra mam mam itha jyashashita shrunu. The Supreme Personality of God had said, "Now hear, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from all doubt." To concentrate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead is necessary to become completely knowledgeable. Completely knowledgeable means knowledge and intelligence goes together. Knowledge and mind doesn't go together. Those who are simply inclined to gather information about worldly things doesn't constitute knowledge. It is ignorance. Remember we talked the other day, measuring the IQ? Is it intelligent quotient or simply material information quotient? But material information is based on ignorance, so is it ignorance quotient, IQ? Plain and simple. How do we fix intelligence on Krishna? Because by all deliberations we have to come to the conclusion that Krishna is for real. It's not hypothetical. It's not obscure from our vision. By cultivating Krishna consciousness, one can become intelligent. Even Haridas Thakur is said to be the highest intelligent person. And he had nothing but only faith in the holy name. But it is so identical. Look at his intelligence. When he was asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to describe the efficacy of the holy name, he said, "First of all, I'm not the right person because I was uneducated." He hits right on his so-called reality that he was a Muslim boy. He was thrown out from his community simply because he was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra right from the young age. In the young age, nobody is challenged. They say when he will become grown up, he will improve because he will face the troubles. But he was appreciated by Advaita Acharya and so many. So he built a friendship with them. So when he spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, I'm uneducated, low-born, and I'm not learned in any aspect of the devotional service. But only I have faith on the holy name and your mercy. Why do you give me this big task to explain the efficacy of the holy name? I don't have words even. I don't know. And I never thought of it, neither anybody asked before you. But I'm convinced," he said. "If you are convinced, then you can describe. How are you convinced? What made you convinced?" It's the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him convinced too. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to understand what is his mercy. So he's asking, "Haridas, you know, tell me." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never taught himself, the others accept the holy name, but those who have developed, you know, the total faith and surrender in the process of bhakti, they did wonders. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used them to explain the efficacy of the holy name, liberation, the rasa-tattva, and the highest mellow of Radharani in conjugal love. So he selected four different followers. They were the best according to him. Rupa Goswami has to explain the rasa-tattva in devotional service. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was selected to explain liberation aspect. Then Ramananda Raya was chosen to describe the conjugal love aspect of Sri Radha and Krishna, while Haridas Thakur was chosen to explain the efficacy of the holy name. So, can you imagine such a humility can also be developed if we have total faith on the holy name alone also? So, let's say, on my own, I have no qualification, but it's only simply your mercy. He said, yes, that I know, but I want you to explain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained as if he is a student and let Haridas speak. You know? So Haridas Thakur said, okay, my dear Lord, I am your obedient servant. I have to speak up. But because my disqualification, despite of my disqualification, you still insist me to speak. So I beg you to reside in my tongue and you speak. And I will not consider what am I speaking, right or wrong. Let your mercy speak. So he concentrated mayasakta manapartha. Yogam yujanmadashraya. Yoga yunjan or ashraya. Yoga means connection. Yunjan means connected. Connected by the process which allows us to take shelter of the Lord. It's called yogam yujanmadashraya. Then there won't be any doubt. So when Haridas Thakur started explaining, can you imagine such realized truth that will also help us to realize as guideline started coming out from his mouth? He said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, his proof can only be found when his energies are manifested, otherwise not. Why Krishna has to expand himself? The Supreme Truth has to expand and expand and expand and expand and reside ultimately at Paramatma in our heart, but at the same time it is diffused out in each and every atom, sustains them, you know, dissolves them, everything. So how is it possible that unless and until The energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are manifested. Then and then you can understand the presence and significance of the Supreme Person. So, he is explaining that this is factual, it's not a make-believe. So he describes the manifestations of the energy as opulences, chidvaibhav, achidvaibhav, and jaivavaibhav, and asserts that they are all manifested. So, through the functions of the energies, we can know the Supreme. Manifestation of the energies are there, the function of the energy is there, but through those functionings, we can understand. So, scientists are only interested in achidvaibhav, and they want to seek out God particle and splitting that up. That slips away all the time from their hand and can't trap them. These experiments have happened just 2.5 years back in the month of April or so. The scientists organized, world scientists, they organized a superconductor collider between the border of France and Switzerland. But unfortunately, they have to abandon the project. They created a 25-mile radius of superconductor and extremely powerful magnet to attract the electrons, and then can be bombarded and split the atom and release the antiparticle or called God particle and then trap them. This is their idea. There were about 250 Indian scientists, and those who are atheists like Kanada Rishi, who formed that he postulated atomic theory, and there's a treatise available. They want to trap God particle, but they failed. This was their third attempt that has to be abandoned. They don't think the living entity itself is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but it's chit particle, not a chit particle. Those who are godless, they don't have consciousness of God. Therefore, they do not believe. But they don't understand through the medium of intelligence that yes, they can't underestimate the power of consciousness. They think consciousness comes by some chemical reaction in the brain. So the idea is that where the intelligence lies, even though they are so-called scientists, but they are fool number one. And because they go against the rules of Krishna, they are called rascals. Fools and rascals. Prabhupada is fond of chastising them. So anyway, we have been given a parameter for intelligence, how to discriminate or how to separate out the intelligence from the mind. Never get confused. Superior than mind is intelligence because it has this particular function to discriminate between sat and asat, the real and temporary. and you'll be well off. Just because of you are real, you agree to think about real only, not unreal. That's what is demanded. If you are real, why should you think of unreal? That is the argument. Krishna says, you are my part and parcel. You were with me. Why did you think other way and forgot me? As simple as anything. So, from time immemorial, the mind is overpowered by the mode of ignorance of material nature, and then in human form of life, such discriminating intelligence, which is a gift of Krishna, must be utilized to come to the point of reality. Otherwise, we are missing the opportunity. Therefore, it is said, if a person does not care about his Atma-tattva while living and passes the life like animal, he lost the greatest opportunity. Appashyatam Atma-tattvam griheshu grihamedinam. They end up getting into more meshwork of their reactionary opposites. And they keep on getting confused more and more and more and more. This is the nature of demon. Demons are always confused. Confusion is there among the demons. If you recall the story of churning the ocean for the nectar, demigods are certain that because they worship the Supreme, they will get the nectar, right? But the demons were not sure. They were always remaining doubtful. They wanted it, but they remained doubtful. And we see the doubting mind commits more mistakes rather than achieving the result. They end up committing more mistakes. To doubt on the slightest thing. Okay, they were holding Vasuki, and the demons took the front part of the Vasuki, and now the demigods took the front part of Vasuki, and the demons took the end part of Vasuki. But doubt pop out. Why did they select the front part? Front part is always good. But dirty part they have given us to hold. They started quarreling. Hey, you are unfair. You chose, you know, good part for yourself. You better come there. You know. And they were intelligent. Okay. You take the front part. So, during the churning, the front part started vomiting fire. And they all got burnt. So, they don't have intelligence. The confused mind is not an intelligent mind. If a person does not have the clue for the reality of his life, he is always called confused person. So, if we concentrate on Krishna the supreme intelligence, then the intelligence will be supplied. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti te. Buddhi yogam. What is buddhi yoga? Means your intelligence connected to me is the instrument to come back to me. So we should always remain connected through the medium of our devotional service. What is the use of establishing relationship with anybody without any interactions taking place? If you have no inclination to enter into the interactions, you know, then what is the use of relationship? Because Krishna is person, you are person, and he claims your relationship. So, remain intelligent, establish relationship with the help of Guru. That is called sambandha gyan. It must be given first. Then abhideya gyan, the process that sustains the relationship, nurtures the relationship. If we are servant and his master, then service must be rendered by the servant. So, then we can think of the prayojan, go back home, back to Godhead, will be realized. Intelligence is a discriminating faculty between sat and asat. However we try to establish the spiritual relationship with involvement of the body, it will be frustrating. So generally, internal development in the body of a devotee must manifest. 26 qualities of a devotee are the result of internal manifestation. After all these qualities are divine, and it belongs to the soul, may not be to the body. Therefore, internal development is the real measure for devotee. Such development is at a very rudimentary level for the neophytes. It increases in Madhyamadhikari and totally in Uttamadhikari, because they are highest intelligent manifest. Prabhupada would see these devotees who are chanting on the streets of New York. People were because of their shaven heads, huge tuk-tuk shika, you know, weird looking, wearing bed sheets instead of proper attire, you know. But nonetheless, they were enthusiastic in dancing and, you know, in chanting. Sometimes people will harass, and Prabhupada would encourage them. On one extreme, he will say, they are fools and rascals. They do not know that the most intelligent people are dancing on the street. Yay, Prabhupada! But as a devotee, you should cultivate your inner strength in by taking shelter to Krishna, you know, because the world is notorious. First they will laugh at you. No, first they will ignore you. But you are still there persistently on the streets, then they will laugh at you. You are still there, then they will persecute you. Even in the persecution you are still there, oh, they will execute you. You know, Krishna will protect. Devotees don't have any shelter other than Krishna. That is devotional service. And he will say, see Prahlad, did he have any shelter? No. Only the Lord was his shelter. So, in this way, one has to remain totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The mind will be controlled, our path to go back home, back to Godhead will be opened up, you know. So, now the significance of this process is that anyone who listens or recites to others the song of the sannyasi, which presents scientific knowledge of the Absolute, and who thus meditate upon it with full attention, will never again be overwhelmed by the dualities of material happiness and distress. Means he will be liberated. Means he will go back home, back to Godhead. Because this is the process. It is in tune with Krishna's desire. That's why Krishna speaks the importance of song of Avanti Brahman. So anybody has any question?
What do you think of the rhythmics? They don't want to serve any living spiritual master. They only think of Prabhupada.
Well, they are pious fools. What can you do? They don't want to risk their lives for Prabhupada's sake. Therefore, they are pushing Prabhupada in front to protect their nonsense. They want to exhibit fidelity to Srila Prabhupada with world jugglery and make a shield in order that they can criticize the devotees, which is first and foremost offense. They are the offender number one, and they trouble Srila Prabhupada rather than, you know, glorify Srila Prabhupada. If they have to glorify Srila Prabhupada, why they have to have other subject than Srila Prabhupada? Why do they have to deal with the rights and wrongs of ISKCON? Just preach as Srila Prabhupada was preaching. Distribute his books as he was telling. Even ISKCON is ready to give them the books. But do it. Because they can't control the mind. They don't have their intelligence fixed on Srila Prabhupada even. What to speak of Krishna? So we set them aside. Okay, you do whatever you want to do, but nothing to do with us. They think that founder Acharya of ISKCON Reform IRM, ISKCON Reform Movement, is also Prabhupada. Not Adri Dharan or Madhu Pandit or what they're called Kishore Desai or somebody, not even initiated, becomes their guru. It's an obsession, an offensive obsession. And they want to reform the movement. They don't want to reform themselves, but they want to reform the movement. Apani acharite sikhailo bhagavad dharma. If you want to reform the movement, then you act in such a way that by your example, everybody will consider that yes, he is without a doubt pure devotee. But now he wants to pull himself out and then want to pull apart the whole movement. So we just put them on the back burner. Let them get roasted. Any other thing? We have finished the whole chapter. So thank you for your patience. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki.